Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
G's Carolina Barbecue sponsors the national anthem at noon every day. Go see Billy G at Founders if you're going to be out there for the Arkansas series this weekend. Straight down the right field line out there, you will follow your nose to the smell of some of the best barbecue that you can get your hands on anywhere in Columbia. I will personally attest to the secret spice rub, because it makes your ribs taste absolutely delicious and saves you from having to mix it all up yourself, because I'm definitely kind of a homebrew dry rub kind of guy. And they really nailed it. It was good. I'm out of what you brought me, JC, with the last time we saw each other. That's only been about a month, man. It burned right through that stuff. It's good.
I should have brought you some more. Craig, I'm not talking with a lisp. I never have. Is it the laptop mic?
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to.
I'm not talking with a lisp.
I'm not talking with a lisp, I swear.
Yeah,
that's. Fuck a death. Oh my God. No, but I think JB's bringing his equipment up on Monday, so maybe that'll work. But if not, I'll need to text him, because if not, I may give up. I just need a mic that will work with this laptop. The mic I have with my iMac, I wasn't going to lug that down on a plane. There's no place to plug it in. It's not even compatible. I'm lucky to have headphones. Lucky to have headphones. Okay,
JC, so it's funny. Clint just said JC Holtz. You actually do a pretty good Lou Holtz impression.
My only thing is right now is University of South Carolina. It's really, really good. We're physical on the line of scrimmage. Speaking of Lou, look at this. The iconic here in the interest office is the iconic Lou Holtz watercolor or whatever that is from back in the day. So, anyway, I just wanted to show you guys that. I can do the whole show like this. I mean, Matt Anderson, let me tell you a thing or two about the University of South Carolina's basketball program under my parents.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See, I used to not be able to do Lou that well. I was much better at Spurrier. And then my Spurrier kind of became like I would impersonate James Bates's impersonation, which is a very cartoonish, over the top. Shoot, hey, how you doing? All right, shoot. because Spurrier doesn't talk that high. And so now I started my Spurrier is basically me impersonating James Bates, impersonating Spurrier.
Well, people forget, JC, you're a trained actor. I mean, you can do it.
Well, yeah, I haven't had much training lately. Well, my wife trains me. You know, my wife trains me now.
You don't lose those chops.
My wife gets mad if I did. I found this out because, you know, and I found out there's a good reason why, and I'll tell the story real quick. I'm notorious for going through the drive through if I go the times I go through drive throughs and doing little voices because my dad used to do it. And I'd be like, hey, AD, can I get a Big Mac combo? And then, or I'd be like, hey, might I have a moment to decide? Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd rather go, Governor. Oh, the Big Mac. Does it have the orange sauce that comes out? Oh, yes. Marmalade. Marmalade, if you will. Oh, yeah. And so I did that for the first time with Nat, and she got just, I don't know why you do that. You're such an a-hole, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, but that's part of who I am. I mean, I've been doing this my whole life. Nobody's ever gotten mad at me before. They usually laugh their butt off. Well, here's why sometimes, you know, you got to listen to people, folks. Her parents are from Thailand. Like, she was born in Thailand, but she speaks great English. But her parents are from Thailand, right? So you don't understand what they're saying half the time. They speak in Thai most of the time. And some ass-wipe kids came to her house one day disguised as Christmas carolers and sung a Christmas carol using the, oh, taco,
yeah.
And her parents didn't even know what they were doing and just stood there and smiled, and she did. And to me, that's an emotional wound. I mean, I would have that emotional wound if I were her. And so that's why she doesn't like me doing voices. I'll do them on the show. That's fine. But I don't do them at home because to her, that was very insulting, you know, and stereotypical. And so, yeah, so that's that solved that. I don't do anything through a drive-through again. And then if I'm calling a bar to see if they have karaoke, I have to be very careful that she doesn't hear me because I love calling them. Like, hey, dude, you got a damn karaoke tonight? Well, what time I say? I've been there. Playing. But that's my or do you have karaoke voice? But anyway, it was a sad story, you know. And so anyway, that's my story about my wife and why I don't do voices in the McDonald's drive-thru anymore. I never thought I'd get on that subject today.
No, it's funny. It's like why Hank Azaria quit doing Apu on The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
They actually found an Indian actor to do that voice now.
But there was a more personal reason. I thought that was a little touchy, but with Hank Azaria. Of course, yeah.
Man. Well, on a happier note, Phil, your mustache, man, I realize I don't see it on Tuesday nights because it's just me on the screen and we talk briefly. That thing is ferocious.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. Are you
going to make it a handlebar eventually, dude?
It is. Yes, we're going to grow it out. I'm not going to go like a full wraparound curl over, but it's going to start coming out a little bit, just a little. You know.
Cannot wait. Yeah, it is amazing.
We're having some fun with it here because it's gotten beyond the bothering the crap out of me stage, and now we can actually have a little fun with it.
The Gamecocks are doing well since you've had it in baseball, too, you know? 3 out of 4 games.
You know, there's
all wins.
That kind of, you know, side of me that is a bit superstitious, especially when it comes to baseball, because I feel like superstition is really, you know, kind of impacts that game more than any of the others. So, so long as the Gamecocks are rolling, I'm going to keep it that way. Of course, it's not really – it doesn't have very much to do with the baseball team. My wife likes it, and, you know – if you know anything about me, if the wife likes it, then I need to maintain that.
Happy wife, happy life. That's what my father-in-law told me when I asked for his blessing. He said, here's the one rule I'll give you. Happy wife, happy life.
Yep. Very true words. Very true words. Very true.
Looks like Roman Kimball's getting the start Friday night for the Gamecocks.
Oh, have they put up the on Friday? Really?
That's what our boy Gamecock retweeter has said, and I'm looking for Brad Crawford has a Gamecocks no edit up. I didn't see that. So anyway,
Bill, Ron, Jeremy. Okay, I'm cracked up now, Bruin Nation. You got me there.
So anyway. Jacob asked,
"What are you talking about?"
Recruiting and stuff. Let me catch up on these questions. Jacob asked, "What are position are we heavily targeting in the portal?" Definitely receiver. If they can find an offensive tackle, hey, yeah, great. There was one that left Arkansas the other day. They started 8 games that I can see them getting in on. But that's the spot. I mean, it's not like it's a hopeless cause. This is not a unit where it's like a couple of years ago where there's Chai Smith and, or even in 2021 where thank God Josh Van became better that year because nobody else was that good. It's not that bad off. They're just young guys, new guys, and a lot of smaller guys. So they'd like to get a bigger receiver that can run or something like that. So we'll see what happens with that. But definitely it's by far and away the one position. If they don't sign any other positions in this portal portal time.
Cycle,
that's it. Receiver has to be one. Ryan Day, son visiting Clemson. Yeah, Kirk Herbstreit probably told him how great it was. Lance is getting toasted Saturday night. Needs some Garnet Trust Lager. Sonder, where's 76 Gamecock been? Anyone seen him? No, we were talking about him the other day. Haven't seen him. I hope he's fine.
I'm sure he's around.
I wonder what he thinks about the Bears drafting Caleb Williams, too, because I've got some opinions on that. Ed says, is the jury still out on Brian Kelly? I think until Brian Kelly wins the national championship, yes. And then, wait a minute. Hold on. We've got breaking news. Going to give a shout out to our Monday guest, my right hand man at thebigspur.com. Actually, I'm his right hand man because he runs the damn thing. Like a champion, John Whittle. Just got this text in from him. He says, please share this on the show. Lamont Paris and the entire basketball staff met in Tuscaloosa, Alabama this morning with Nick Pringle. He's the priority target going forward and will take a visit to South Carolina before making a decision.
Oh.
So Nick Pringle, who you all – don't tell me you didn't watch the Alabama-Clemson the Elite Eight game and pull your butts off for the Crimson Tide. I know you did. I know every one of you did. Every one of you that watches basketball. Nick Pringle really had a good game in that game. I think he's an athletic big that they're kind of missing. Defensively, very good. And from what Barry and Whip said, when he's focused, he's a big-time guy from South Carolina, too. Matt, your take on this possibility for the Gamecocks.
Yeah, I'm sure that South Carolina won't be the only visit he takes, but we're still testing that theory of the first visit you take out of the portal, indicates that you're very interested in the school. He has an excellent fit. I think that the South Carolina kids coming home, staying home mantra is in full effect. And the rest of the SEC knows what Colin Murray-Boyles is. They saw the Cam Scott news yesterday. They know that South Carolina is a tough place to play in as a road team, and they saw the competitive nature of the Gamecocks this year. I think that we're seeing a lot of players kind of stay in conference when they transfer. So it'll be interesting to see, where Nick Pringle's visits might go. But South Carolina getting one, maybe the first one, I think that is a shot in the arm for especially the fans who have been clamoring for a big man and a point guard in the portal. So there's some news there. And, Lamont's always going to be very selective of who he brings in. And to have a meeting with Nick Pringle today, I think that tells you what you need to know. The conversation went well. The vision that Lamont has for a guy like Pringle and Pringle accepting that and probably wanting to see Columbia. So it's exciting news for sure.
Mm. Yeah, position of need. That's the big thing. You're going to need some athleticism down there in the post, I think, to replace.
You only got 3 guys right now. You only got Gray, Colin Murray-Boyles, and Benjamin Bosman's Verdonk. Can Zach Davis slide down there? Maybe. He's kind of a jack of all trades on defense. I mean, Colin Murray-Boyles can erase a lot of shots down there and plays really good defense and doesn't really get into foul trouble. But getting a proven guy like Nick Pringle would be absolutely humongous for this Gamecock roster, which – if you didn't notice, Joe Lunardi put out his initial bracketology on the 15th. And he had the Gamecocks as a 10 seed as the roster stood before Cam Scott committed. So that is a 10 seed that's avoiding Dayton. And I think it's only going to go up from where Gamecocks stand right now. And getting a Pringle, getting a Cam Scott, finding that point guard that you desperately need. Gamecocks could be looking at another run of the SEC championship, which would be really exciting.
Yeah, certainly. I looked up. I don't know who. I guess Clemson comes to Columbia next year. I don't know who else is on the schedule. I think they have one more with George Washington, and maybe one with Georgetown. They
play in a tournament that actually has some good names.
Yeah, the tournament there. Xavier, Michigan, and Virginia Tech are all in that tournament.
The last one there.
So yeah, and that's down in Fort Myers, Florida. So that's their tourney. A lot also depends on who do you get to have to play twice in the SEC. We know they're going to. How are they going to redo the basketball? I mean, have they announced that yet with like Texas?
Well, they're going away with divisions. I would imagine it'd be something pretty similar to football. Well, where you're going to have the first 3 years.
Basketball hadn't had divisions in a while. It's 1 through 14 in basketball, and but you have like Carolina's teams they play twice every year. Permanently are Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Georgia. And then everything else rotates. So I wonder – I don't know. Phil, see if they've announced the format for basketball next year.
Honestly, next year with what Kentucky is going through, I don't know if they have a single player on their roster right now. And, you know, Pope is working hard in the transfer portal, and he's going to have to get a handful of transfers. The last number I read on Kentucky was up to 14 players that they've started conversations with.
Jeez.
But – you know, if you can get Kentucky next year for two games, that would be good. Tennessee lost Jonas Adu to the transfer portal, looking like he might go to North Carolina if he hasn't already announced. And Tennessee does not have very many recruits coming in. And you saw it was kind of don't connect ball last year. So Rick Barnes will probably go back to more of, you know, 5-6 guys floating around, double figures, tough defense, all of that. And they play tough defense this year. And then Georgia. Georgia's not very high in the recruiting rankings. They're going to be pretty much the team they were this year, which, you know, South Carolina saw that firsthand in the second half of Colonial Life Arena. And it was tough, but they took care of business at Stedham Coliseum. And they can get those three teams six times. You could be looking at 5 or 6 SEC wins right there.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss is going to be better. I think this is shooting off the hip. Gut feeling. Ole Miss will be better. A&M will be A&M. I don't know what Texas has coming back or Oklahoma. I know Oklahoma.
Texas got a really good shooting guard, 5-star shooting guard. They're pretty active in the portal right now. They grabbed a portal guy. Texas is, you know, JC, the same thing you say about Texas joining the SEC from a football standpoint, it's the same thing in basketball. They're so hit or miss, and when they show up, they'll knock somebody off, but they're very inconsistent. They're probably going to be an 8-9 loss team in the SEC next year, just in conference.
Yeah.
But, you know, Missouri is going to be interesting because Missouri has the number 4 recruiting class in the country, a 7-footer and a 7-foot-3 kid. And Missouri was close in a lot of games last year, just never actually got that SEC win. But Dennis Gates showed in his first year what he could do, and we'll see what they do next year. Overall, I mean, Florida doesn't have a great recruiting class. I think they're like in the 60s, and they lost a shooting guard to Kansas. It is a year of transition in the SEC, which is a good thing for the Gamecocks, you know, only losing really Michi Johnson from the rotation last year and adding in some good pieces with Cam Scott, Trent Noah, and Oku Federico.
I don't know what Oklahoma has coming back either, but Porter Moser – they were talking about DePaul making a run, him bringing him home. He's from Naperville, Illinois. Of course, he's the one that got Loyola to the Final Four and the Sweet 16 and all that. The rest of his career has been somewhat unremarkable. He got fired after four years.
He's on the hot seat right now at Oklahoma, and there was conversations
he's had now. Yeah, they were a bubble team. They won 20. It was his best year, but still 8-10 in the Big 12. So you have to think, you know, could they surprise maybe? Arkansas is going to be a mirror image of what Kentucky was this year. I think it's to be determined how well that works, especially in the postseason. You know, I think Florida will be fine. LSU is going to be better. Missouri, like you said, is going to be interesting. Ole Miss will
Alabama's
be better.
Alabama's going to be great. Alabama would probably be my preseason pick right
Alabama
now.
Alabama's the pick.
What happened for Arkansas with John Calipari. You know, he's proven to be trusted already.
I'm not buying the hype for them. I mean, hey, they may win the league, but they're not getting past the second round. If I think he's got to adjust. But, hey, if I were an Arkansas fan, I wouldn't care. You get to watch a good brand of ball. So that's interesting about the Gamecocks. I think depending on how the chips fall, you know, if they get a big that can shoot, this is asking for a lot. If they get Pringle, a big that can shoot, and a point guard, they'll be fine, I think. Probably pretty good. So that's the deal there. But
the current scheduling model has three permanent SEC opponents, one rotating opponent, and then you play 10 of the current, you know, other teams. In 2025-26, the league has agreed that each team will have two permanent opponents, one rotating opponent, home and away, plus the 12 remaining teams in single contests, either home or away. So it looks like for next year, they're just going to kind of plug and play. And then 25-26, they've actually settled it to handle all 16 teams.
Okay.
Good they may. That also may be something, Phil, that they did when they thought that the – they weren't coming to the league till 2025. They may back that up.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Yeah,
it would
be the same for next year. So, you move two permanent, one rotator, the 12.
Yeah, like Carolina's rotator this year was Missouri. Yeah. So Carolina will probably end up, they'll probably keep Georgia and Tennessee, I would think, depending on – they'll at least keep Georgia. Maybe Georgia, Mississippi State, whoever, as the two, then you'll have a third that rotates, and then you just play singles for 12. But, yeah, definitely it'd be good to get Kentucky back home because you just – it may be just a transition, a complete transition year up at the Bluegrass. Be careful what you ask for sometimes, right?
Right. Yes.
Cullen says, JC, don't SEC transfers have to sit out? If they transfer to another SEC school in football, yes. In football, yes. Hope confirms Roman Kimball Friday, Eli Jones Saturday, to be determined Sunday. Very interesting move by Mark Kingston. What do you guys think about it? I wish JB were here, but what do you think about moving Roman to Friday? That's pretty interesting to me.
My take on that is I think Roman's been throwing the ball pretty well lately. He's been getting some double plays, strikeouts. Arkansas obviously is going to throw – pretty daggum good pitcher all 3 days. And I think it's okay. Let's go ahead in there, maybe try and steal one on the first night and then say, we think that Eli is better than your number two on a Saturday and saying, okay, let's see if we can win the series on Saturday. That's what I'm seeing right there.
And their pitching's really, really good. So maybe you're trying to, maybe there is a drop off between one and two. I mean, I know whoever their Friday night starter is, you look at the Arkansas scores, they rarely give up more than one or two runs that first night. So,
and right now, you know, the whole thing with Tippett going right-handed, he's trying to kind of finding his stroke, moving Messina up to leadoff. I'm not going to question a lot that's coming out of that coaching staff's minds at the moment. Whether it makes sense to me, I don't know. But, you know, I'm just going to trust it for now and let you know him and Hall on Saturday, Friday night on the message board if it goes south. But it'll still be fun to see Roman because he has good stuff. He's just – and I think he's starting to gain his confidence as well.
Yeah, he's a confident kid too. I want to get that back. So that's the deal there. So that's very, very interesting. Matt, have you heard anything about a portal point guard, Clint asks.
So the Javon Small kid is not really a point guard. He did average about 3 or 4 assists a game from Oklahoma State. I know they were kicking the tires on him. They were kicking the tires on another combo guard. I haven't heard anything that makes me feel confident on either of those players. And unfortunately, you have the Dukes and the Kansases and the North Carolinas and the Arizonas all getting involved with Javon Small out of Oklahoma State. even though he does date Bree Hall at South Carolina, you know, if he could end up in Durham, he's close enough where he could see her play and she could see him play, or Chapel Hill, you know, they're all in the same area. He's kind of become one of the elite names in the transfer portal right now. I ultimately think it's going to be a smaller school guy who Lamont sees having composure, can set tempo, play tough defense. And the one thing in college basketball is there are an abundance of wings, an abundance of small forwards. There's not that many bigs and not that many point guards. But if you can find the right one, it'll be a good thing. But I have not heard of a name outside of what Whittle's reported on the Big Spur. So go check out the Big Spur and John Whittle's work there, because he's got a pretty good beat on it.
Yeah, that's going to be important to find a point guard. You know, it's they didn't really – I'm not going to say back end on Talon Cooper, but in-state kid – wanted to come home, whatever. So it's easier said than done to find another Talon Cooper, because he was just so steady last year. Find a guy like that. You know, Talon was not a player that the who's who of the world were beating down his door wanting him to come. I mean, I guess BJ Mack was really the only guy. Miles Studi had a couple of cups of coffee here and there. BJ Mack was really the only guy that like everybody seemed to want last season. So, you know, there's the deal there.
And, you know, Cam can play a little point. Jacoby can play a little point. You know, Morris Ugasuk is kind of being, you know, prepared as an heir apparent to the point guard slot eventually. Can he do it next year? I don't know, but he is a bigger guy. It's 6'4". He's got to get some weight to him. He's probably got to get – the game's got to slow down for him a little bit, but I still have really high hopes for Morris Ugasuk over his career at South Carolina. But is he ready next year? That's why they're looking in the portal.
He's going to have to get in the weight room quite a bit, I think.
Absolutely.
He's got to get a lot stronger. But I'll tell you this, the kid's fearless. I mean, he's got the mindset for it, I think. When you watch him play this year, you're like, oh, my God, I hope he didn't get broken in half because he's so skinny. But he wasn't afraid. I mean, he'd just go right in there and battle you. And he wasn't afraid to shoot three. And, yes, he's got a good mindset.
Well, the biggest thing as well is it's the biggest thing that Talon did so well was getting the ball over half court. When teams went to press the Gamecocks and Talon was on the bench, there was kind of a mad scramble. But once South Carolina gets the ball across half court, they're into Lamont's offense. And you don't need a true point guard to run that offense once you're across half court. Now, got to get the ball past half court, and we'll see what happens. But I think that the Gamecocks, I mean, they return, you know, close to 75% of their assists from last year when I looked at it, which is crazy because you thought Talon and Michi had all of them. But they were moving the basketball, so just getting him in the offense is the big deal. And you can find that in the portal. It doesn't have to be a Talon.
Yeah, got to do this. So – Clint, I don't know about Kimball. I'm with you. It's puzzling, but maybe it's they're setting it up to win the series. You know, Ed mentions Arkansas played two games against Texas Tech this week, and won both by one run. Texas Tech's a pretty good baseball program, but who knows what that deal was? So maybe they're thinking if they could put a dagger in them on Friday night, surprise them. And they go win the series Saturday, like Matt says, with Eli Jones, and let the chips fall where they may otherwise. Maybe Arkansas runs out of pitching. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't dug in to see what they did against Texas Tech pitching wise or not. But that's
And look as well, JC. When you talk about that matchup, that could be almost a Johnny Holstaff, a couple innings from Roman, a couple innings here, and getting through that rotation, see everybody once, you know, through that lineup. And then you move some stuff around, see what works, and then you get into your traditional Friday night on Saturday, and you're almost kind of playing it like a regional, it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I kind of feel it looks like is, you know, throw everything you got at the first two games, because you really need to win this series at home this weekend to continue to maintain everything in front of you and to actually try to pull ahead a bit more in the RPI to compete for – you know, a top eight national seed, which is still well within reach for this team. But, you know, when you think about Kimball, I mean, they brought him in to compete for that Friday night job. He's got the stuff, you know, just needed to get through this arm injury. And I think he's had, one kind of outing this year that he would probably want back. But beyond that, he's looked good in the limited work we've seen.
And for what it's worth, just looking at the box scores on these Arkansas-Texas Tech games, the first game against Texas Tech, nobody pitched more than 2.1 innings. And then the next game, nobody pitched more than 4 innings for Arkansas. So their staff's probably going to be full bore ahead coming into Founders Park this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And, you know, Clint says he agrees with the Rays philosophy. Win this game, worry about tomorrow. I'm with you. I don't know that that's – I mean, without talking to Mark Kingston, was Mark Kingston on with us yesterday or no?
No, he was going to be today, but we had to reschedule because they put a press conference in early. That kind of knocked him out. So, we're going to catch him next week when there is no mid.
Oh, good. We'll ask him about that then. But so until he says something about it, I mean, I don't – you know – maybe Roman Kimball's just ready to go. I don't know. All we know is what we see in the games, and I think Roman's pitched better lately. I like his fire on the mound. I do think he's capable of being a Friday night starter, but it's interesting. There has to be some reason for it because Eli has pitched lights out in that Friday spot. So who knows? Clint, if it is that we're trying to set up to win the series, I'm with you. Worry about tomorrow. I've seen things like this backfire too many times. And I've seen teams that are like, we're going to run out of pitching on Sunday, just have such good momentum because they just played their game and won the first two that they win anyway, which is another Ray Tanner doctrine. Win anyway. So
the odds are it's probably something with, you know, Eli's arm. It's probably like, hey, we're probably going to give it a day. And that's probably what this is. There's probably not much gamesmanship. We're probably overthinking it.
They're probably telling
a day.
We're totally overthinking it, guys. So.
Well, I think the thing that actually brings that up is that Eli started on Thursday last week, right? It was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Or was that Friday, Saturday, Sunday? No, it was Friday, Saturday.
It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, because it was Easter weekend that they did
Thursday.
Maybe he had class and missed a bullpen session. He's got to get his arm loose today to get ready for Saturday. Who knows?
These pitchers' arms are so delicate. It's crazy, even in the pros.
I know. Yeah. I mean, you got to throw it as hard as you can and hope your tendons and ligaments hold up here.
Clint also points out Arkansas is not the best offensive team this year. They're not bad, but it's not like some of their past teams with the big boppers and all that. They're very pitching, low scoring oriented. So if you can at home get a great outing out of Kimball and he can quiet their bats and you can squeeze out 3 or 4 runs and win, and then you got Eli on Saturday, yeah, you can go win the series Saturday and have Good and Becker and whoever else the heck you want, Pitzer, whoever else you want to pitch on the rest of the way. But we'll see sort of what happens. All right, we got to get a break. Inside the Gamecocks, the show built by the Barn Dough Co., served by Chicken Cock. Dough onto the Chief Sports app, which you all should be downloading quickly. Do the Chicken Cock Challenge. Also, do me a favor, go to YouTube. All of you that follow us on YouTube, I looked. Only 60% of our YouTube viewers have actually clicked the subscribe button on YouTube. Right? So 40% of you. Help us out. It doesn't mean anything. It's free. Just click that subscribe button so we can run our numbers up and make YouTube happy. This also helps us attract new Gamecock listeners and viewers because the more subscriptions you have on YouTube, and again, they're free, the more they put your videos out there. So help us out with that, folks. Just hit that button if you're on YouTube today and say I'm in with the show because that helps the show and thus helps you guys. We're back after these messages. J.C. Sherbert, Phil Mullinax, and Matt Anderson. Rolling along on a Thursday.
Gamecock Traditions, South Carolina's elite retailer for anything Gamecock related. The best selection for basketball, baseball, football, tailgating, kids stuff, and everything else. If it's got the Gamecock logo, it's got to be at Gamecock Traditions. Most importantly, they ship it to your doorstep. Order online at GamecockTraditions.com, where there's always a sale. Gamecock Traditions, GamecockTraditions.com, a tradition unlike the others.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot. don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
So he comes over to me and he says, listen to me, I don't want to hear one more word out of you about my refereeing today. You say one more word about my refereeing, then you're going to be thrown out of this game. And so I turned around to all my parents. I go, hey, parents, I'm not allowed to tell the ref how bad he is, so I'm going to need you to do that for me.
Oh.
He said, you're gone.
I'm a beggar. Could use some help. I'm a seeker, searching for myself. I'm a rolling stone, just waiting on a friend. I'm a lover, wishing on a star for another, with a broken heart to hold each other close till the end.
Nana's Porch, nanasporch.com. At Nana's Porch, they cater weddings, parties, and all kinds of special events. Their meals are served buffet style, and seconds, they're encouraged. Plus, they can bring their mobile food unit to bring on-site and serve your guests as a unique alternative for your catering needs. Inquire about rentals as well. nanasporch.com. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 336-259-7550.
Tony Pope State Farm is your go-to agent anywhere in South Carolina, North Carolina, or Georgia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining your home, life, auto, and or small business insurance today. Tony Pope State Farm has been in business for more than 30 years and can handle anything you need in the tri-state area. 843-851-2222 or visit TonyPope.com today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our coverage of Gamecocks baseball is presented by Resto Pros of the Midlands. On call 24 hours a day and ready to respond to your emergency needs.
Oh, yeah, that's right, everybody. Resto Pros in the Midlands does bring you our baseball coverage here on Inside the Gamecock, the show. Fire, water damage, they are the ones to call. They will get your house right back in order, just as it was before, and probably even better than, if we're honest, it was before that happened, and they are the ones to call. I did not have their telephone number, but Resto Pros of the Midlands is who you need to get in touch with for all your fire and water and smoke damage needs to get you back in the house again.
Awesome. Well, we hope that you don't have to call Resto Pros of the Midlands, but if you do,
well,
if you have that situation come up, do it. Definitely. Definitely. I want to tell you, since it's National Exercise Day, Electric Bikes of Charleston, Charleston Fitness Equipment. You've heard all about them. Since it's National Exercise Day, go to see Michelle and those folks. Check them out. Check out their great products down there. I know Branford's got a rower. My mom's got an electric bike. She did not buy it from them because she's in the upstate. Didn't know, but she loves hers. So with the weather turning like it is, it's probably a good time to go check all that out. So we certainly appreciate their patronage. Back to the Nana's Porch, award-winning Nana's Porch chat box. By the way, Big Spur Golf Tournament on Monday. Lots of spots left. Don't want to beg anybody, but you guys please come play. If you possibly can make it, Nana's will be there. They will have pimento cheese. So there you go. It's probably worth it. So there you go. Quantrell asking a good question. JC, which comes first? A walking bridge over Bluff Road at the stadium. I think it's long overdue. Or Carolina switching to Nike.
Oh.
Well, because I guess there's nothing in the works about a bridge right now. And as is the case with a lot of things around here, that project that we've all been talking about for 3 years is just taking a little bit of time, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like everything around here, you know. Drag it out a little
bit. Good way
bit.
To put it, JC. It's just taking a little bit of time.
I'm like, you know, so a bridge could be part of that. I think they need it. I think everything, I think the cops, the highway patrol, the policemen, the cops down there do a great job, I think, of protecting pedestrians coming in and out of the stadium. I don't know who decided a few years back to change the traffic pattern out of the stadium and make everybody go one way or the other. That's the dumbest thing ever. Because now what used to be one of the better traffic situations in the SEC is a cluster. And whoever decided that, I don't know who. Go back in time, smack yourself in the face, sober up, and go back to the old way. Because it takes so much longer to get out of Williams-Brice now than it used to. And I've been to places like Alabama and Clemson that are notoriously slow to get out, but those are small places off the interstate. Columbia has three highways that run. Columbia's a metropolitan area. There's no reason somebody should have to wait for that long. And it's because whatever they – and it was like between like 2015 and 17 this happened in my mind. So, because all of a sudden we went to the Clemson game in 2017. And I was like, what in the world's going on? Why is it taking this long to get out of the Budweiser parking lot?
Yeah.
Because they used to not. You know, and it's because you only go one way, whatever. Anyway, police, they do a good job of protecting pedestrians. Still, I think for the traffic getting out, it would help. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, getting out of the stadium. All right, so the bridge. That said, the Under Armour contract ends in 2026, so Nike would probably be my pick on that, right?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, Jason, the way I understand that is there's essentially like a year period before the contract expires that South Carolina could start talking to other merchandise companies and sponsors. And then at that point, I've always been told, and I want to get this corrected if it's wrong, that Under Armour has the option to match any offer the Gamecocks get on that contract. But that's the scuttlebutt that I've heard.
Mm. They have right of first refusal, so they and that's standard before everybody starts jumping all over everybody. That's the standard for a contract like that. Auburn has left Under Armour. Auburn is now with Nike. I think it's a good time for South Carolina to explore their options with Nike. Yeah. I would explore with Adidas too, because I mean, frankly, Adidas does a lot more cool stuff than Under Armour with uniforms and things like that. Under Armour lost me fundamentally during the Muschamp era, and because Will was on to something, but just like a lot of things during that era, it didn't quite work out like everybody wanted. I think playing up your as a school that has multiple primary colors and different. You have options for your uniforms. You don't have to like randomly add black to your repertoire like Tennessee, you know. Which black is not a school color, right? That kind of thing. I think the Gamecocks has some options. But it basically, instead of Under Armour stepping in and goes, okay, we'll design like this week, we're going to design the Palmetto jerseys for the Gamecocks and making it like Oregon or like they did, Under Armour did step in and do for Maryland. A few years back, it was just like, okay, we got all these, we got Garnet. We're just going to flip around the tops and the hats and the and have all these different color combinations. And half the time the Gamecocks look like Texas Tech. Now, I complain about that. I complained about it long before 2022. And lo and behold, the Gamecocks in their Texas Tech uniforms had two of their biggest wins all year against A&M. And they came back around and beat Tennessee wearing them. So maybe the black helmets and garnet jerseys and black pants are not so bad. I don't know. But, you know, Clint says he wants to go champion. Well, we'll get back to Russell Athletic, you know. Lululemon.
No. Lululemon. That'd be funny. Yeah.
Is Lululemon? Is that how you say it? So.
I believe so. Yes. That's, yeah, $120-some, I think, pair of stretchy pants is what we're looking at.
Yeah, Phil, we went to the outlets in Myrtle Beach, and my wife was like, let's go in there. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And we go in there, and it's a factory outlet. $95. I'm like, where's the discount?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My eldest daughter
$15.
Yeah, requested a pair for Christmas. And yeah, needless to say, even at Christmas, I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm buying that. You're going to get something else from me, but you're not going to get $120 stretchy pants from dad.
My youngest stepson is a bougie individual, like, really bougie, like name brand, or he's not wearing it. And he went to Lululemon one night, and I just call it Lululemon because I don't give a crap. But Lululemon, that's a lot of syllables for me to have to say.
It is quite a bit.
But yeah, JC, I don't know if you remember, but the show revealed to me that Carolina used to be Russell Athletic. Unbelievable. Yes, for a long time.
Yeah,
everybody who sits around and worships Mike McGee. I get it. He made, you can't argue. He hired Eddie Fogler, Ray Tanner, Lou Holtz, Steve Spurrier, Dave Odom, Bobby Crimmins for an hour or two. also Brad Scott. He did hire Brad Scott, but he was really good at hiring big name coaches. I thought, even looking at the coaches, he tried to get like a Jim Calhoun or a Tubby Smith that, yeah, he had him at least listening. Hey, this is why he should leave Kentucky or Connecticut to come here. You know, Calhoun would have, I think Calhoun had just won his first title. Totally ignored facilities. Totally ignored ticket price increases everywhere else. Kept everything cheap, which was fine. And I still think there's some things you could do about that. Ignored facilities completely. Coaches' salaries were not there, that kind of thing. And so he had him on Russell Athletic because Russell Athletic paid the most. And Lou didn't care. Lou Holtz didn't care. Oh, you make Russell Athletic. I tell you what, he's got the big R on there, the big A on there. You want to be Russell? You want to be athletic? That's what you want to be, University of South Carolina. I don't care if our uniforms look cherry red. Only his uniform combo to hit through the University of South Carolina. I held over 1999 and 2000. Derek Watson. He rushed for 158 yards and showed good character doing it. So I don't know. Now my kid likes Champion. By the way, Champion was kind of not a great brand. But anyway, as to that happened during the McGee era, Under Armour when it started was extremely positive because Under Armour was very popular. They just got the Under Armour All American game. It was kind of a new thing, and South Carolina was one of a handful of Under Armour schools.
You know? And they really embraced Steve Spurrier as well. I mean, the Click Clack commercials. Yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah. And Spurrier, I was working Nike. Nike did offer, and Under Armour matched it and raised it. So, because I remember Spurrier's like, well, you know, Nike came after us. She that kind of gave us a little more money. It's like, whatever the most money is, we'll do it.
Well, I think, you know, apparel is not anywhere near a primary source of funding for the athletic department these days with the massive TV contracts the conferences have been able to pull down. Mm. So it's like you're not looking to – I mean, don't get me wrong. $1 million is $1 million. At the same time, it's like, it's a value proposition at this point. And ultimately it means – nothing, I would assume. Not when it comes to recruits and things like that. But I don't know. Under Armour was awesome when it first came out because it was like, you know, Maryland was like the first school, right? And Maryland's state flag lends itself to some wild stuff when it comes to uniforms. But I don't know. The bloom has come off the rose when it comes to UA, and maybe it's time to make a switch.
Yeah, I mean, look, South Carolina. Somebody mentioned this is what I would do. I would leverage Dawn Staley and try to go Jumpman. Jumpman is super duper popular with the kids and folks our age too. Because Matt, we grew up pulling for Michael Jordan or watching Michael Jordan. We call them Air Jordans. I mean, it's synonymous.
My all time favorite basketball shoe are the Jordan 13s. I mean, I wore them because like they came out when I was young, and then when I was in high school, you know, playing basketball, they came out with them. And every year I found the ones that matched my school colors and I wore the 13s, a new pair every year. I wore them all through high school.
And hey, look, before North Carolina offered him and started recruiting him hard, guess where Michael Jordan was going to go to school?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Go back and listen to Of Chin Music when they have Roy Williams on there. He kind of goes through the whole Michael Jordan recruitment, and it's an awesome story.
Really, I'll have to do that. I like Roy Williams, and of course, we love Chin Music. Chin Music, by the way, Chad Holbrook's podcast. Chad was on yesterday talking about going and playing Can't You See at a bar with his buddy Scotty last night. I get on Instagram, lo and behold, there's Chad cutting the daggum tune on the rhythm guitar playing Can't You See by the Marshall Tucker Band. That kind of meant something, too. My dad died in 1995. His birthday's April 15th. Can't You See was his favorite song. He could play it on guitar. And Can't You See also is just about everybody that grew up in the 70s in Spartanburg's favorite song. But it was still cool to hear Chad play it and to hear them sing it and stuff because I love that song so much. Going to take a freight train. And by the way, one little piece of trivia you guys don't know. The lead singer for Marshall Tucker is a guy named Doug Gray. He sings Heard It in a Love Song, all the stuff you've heard. Can't You See was sung by Toy Caldwell, the guitar player. So it's like Dream On. You mean Dream On was sung by Joe Perry? Not Steven Tyler. So that's it's interesting. Or like Numb by U2 is sung by Mouths by the Edge. I can't even get that out anymore. Anyway, so thanks to that. So that's Chin Music without. If you like podcasts, like this is no longer a podcast. It used to be. No longer anymore. We're a full blown zany 3-hour radio show or show that doesn't go on the radio, but it's a show. Phil's even doing like the old show thing where we break it up into hours, segments on the podcast, you know, like a lot of shows. But if you like Joe Rogan style, sit down, get into people's heads, find out what makes people tick, conversational podcasts, Chin Music's got to be on your there. You know?
Yeah, if you dig music and sports, and most all of us do.
Yeah, you want to do that. So that's that will be pretty good. But yeah, back to the Jordan conversation. You want to do Jumpman? Dawn Staley helps it. Great. And I do think her presence in the world of basketball is so valuable, you know, to a company like Nike, who it's about marketing brands and dollars and stuff. I think they would pay a premium to outfit her team.
Well, you got to think Nike's strategy when it comes to marketing the Jumpman product is going to have to change in the face of the changing landscape of the conferences, because they're, you know, market philosophy was what, one Jumpman school per big conference. So maybe, you know, they could seize on an opportunity here to do one per state, let's say. And I think if that were how Nike were to take Jumpman to market, then South Carolina would be in the pole position and prime to be the jump school.
Yeah, jump, it's interesting, because the one thing I have heard about Jumpman and Nike and Michael Jordan as well is that North Carolina still has a big say in who gets Jumpman. It's weird, but I've heard that they get a say in it, and they don't want – obviously Duke, they don't want Duke. There might be still be some animosity towards South Carolina, but I've heard that they do have a little bit of say in things.
That sucks. Yeah. Well, they shouldn't. You don't give North Carolina that kind of power. They're going to be out of power anyway. I mean, they're wanting to. It would be like Alabama leaving their suite set up in the SEC. Of course, Texas jumped, and they ruled the Big 12. So who knows? But yeah, North Carolina was out. I'm like, you're the ones that caused all this mess.
Yeah, you were on the forefront of starting all this headache.
That's me, like me having diarrhea, going into the bathroom at a restaurant, spraying it brown, walking back out and saying, "Hey, honey, we're leaving. The bathroom's all screwed up."
Yeah, don't eat here. The bathroom's nasty.
I can't smell it. It's making me gag. You know, you're like, what? You just went in there and blew it all up. So, Quantrestless Dawn just got rare Travis Scott shoes from Travis himself in Paris. I think that relationship is coming. Yeah. Dawn Staley is not in Paris today, by the way.
Now I have to look up who Travis Scott is. I'm showing my age.
Unless
American rapper.
Yeah, I was going to say, Travis Scott's a rapper.
Cool.
Yeah, because I knew somebody who had a meeting with her just a while ago. I was like, well, wait a minute. I am not sure she's meeting by Tractor Beam or Zoom or whatever, you know. But now they're working on some stuff NIL-wise over at that building. But, yeah, JC's saying this from experience, Big Slam Pajama does. I've blown up a restroom or two before. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's never been on the walls or the ceiling. Should be disgusting. But I have blown four or five up in my life.
Blowing up restrooms happens. You know, it happens.
What's crazy is, you know, you had where I went to college. I don't remember if it was in Carolina or whether it's USC Spartanburg, but there was a singular bathroom, like in a maybe the theater part. And so girls would come in and out. I mean, it was good. There was no controversy about it. It was like a family bathroom or whatever. And the worst thing in the world is like you're walking out after just taking a level 9 coiler and it like seaweed smell through the air. And you're feeling so satisfied because you're 10 pounds lighter. And the girl you got a crush on is walking into the bathroom. Hey, how are you? I'm like, it's not me.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, a dump in there is terrible. It's making me vomit.
There's no plunger, by the way.
Look at that little snake. Those a corporate cowboy call it a dirt snake. Dirt. It's like, don't go drop a dirt. Eat a dozen deviled eggs and tell my nieces and nephews to pull my finger. So anyway, we're out of time. Hour number 3. Matt, JC, Phil, JC, the Mad Dog, and the Late Night Gamecock. Take you through the final hour here on Inside the Gamecocks, the show on Thursday, April 18th. More chat box questions, more topics, a lot of fun. All right, talk to you soon.
We have started in 1979. Because we're a manufacturer, we're able to control our costs. That's why we like to manufacture as much of the product as we can, because in our factory stores, we can offer a competitive edge over other people around the country. When people come into one of our Palm Casuals, it's like they're buying their car at Detroit. They're going right to the factory and buying their car.
30-day money-back guarantee. That's a big deal with us. I mean, we give 30 days to do anything. I mean, return it, change it, get a different color, get your money back.
When you pull into a store and it says Palm Casual, you know you're at a factory store.
Rescues and Resin, proud supporters of Carolina Rise. They are also proud partners of the show. They make products you can't get anywhere else. Custom designed wood and resin products that make your tailgate, make your home, or make anything stand out. Order a custom cutting board, coasters, wall art, tables, and more. Contact Dustin and Tabitha at rescuesandresin.com today. rescuesandresin.com, and put your imagination to work. Rescues and Resin, proud partners of Inside the Gamecocks, the show.
Hey, Gamecock fans, Mike Morgan here. During my time in Colombia, one of my favorite places to eat was Salsarita's. When I go back now for work or any other reason, it's still Salsarita's. Yeah, I'm like you. I love tacos. I love Tex-Mex. Where are you going to go to get them? Well, you've got two convenient Salsarita's locations, one in Lexington at the Target Center and one in West Colombia as well. Now, if you like tailgating, and who doesn't? Whether it's for a football game or anything else, they've got the catering hotline. Get yourself some Fiesta packs to take tailgating. Get yourself the Three Amigos bundles for tailgating. They make catering easy with a fresh, hot setup. And again, you just call the phone number 803-543-6297 to set it up. You can also look them up online, or you can even download the app. Salsarita's is just a cut above the rest. That's why they're serving Williams Price Stadium and the South Stands, also serving in the Colonial Life Arena. Again, that catering hotline number, make it easy for you and the folks out there. You don't need to settle for sandwiches every time. 803-543-6297. 803-543-6297.
It's 2024, and it's time to get in shape. Charleston Fitness Equipment can help you do just that in Mount Pleasant. The Wilkins family, big Gamecock fans and proud supporters of Carolina Rise and our programming on the Chief Sports Network. But most importantly, proud supporters of you getting healthy and staying healthy. CharlestonFitnessEquipment.com. Find them on the Chief Sports app and in Mount Pleasant. Happy New Year.